Shavuos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shavuos Bavli, Daf Mem Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, on the ninth line, Amrav Yochanan. Amrav Yochanan Hatoyin, Eschaveyoi, Tanus Galef, Meshalan Tashlimei Kefel, Tobach Omochal, which is a Eina Meshalan Tashlimei Abba V'chamisha, Taman Amri Meshalan Tashlimei Abba V'chamisha. Rav Yochanan said that one who claims that it was stolen, and really he stole it, he pays Kefel. If he stole it or sold, he does not pay 4 or 5. There in Bovel, they say that he pays 4 or 5. Rav Padas, Bashem, Rav Yehoshia, Tanai, Taman, and Messiah, Rav Yochanan. Rav Padas, quoting Rav Yehoshia, said that a Braitha taught there supports Rav Yochanan. Eichan Shoevi, Amaloi, Nigna, I should say, Mashbiachan of Yom Amen, Va'edim, Eden, Oiso, Shachloi, Meshanim, Zakaren, Hoidim, Adsmai, Meshanim, Karen, Vachemesh, Va'asham. The Braitha says, where's my ox? And the Shomer responds, it was stolen. And he imposes oath on him, and the Shomer answered Amen, and witnesses testify that he ate it. He pays the principal. If he admitted by himself, he pays the principal, Chomesh, and brings an Asham. V'yesh achil v'lo tvicha, can one eat without shchita? Surely he slaughtered it, and even so he doesn't pay 4 or 5. Amrav Chagai tepate b'shishachtoi acher. Rav Chagai rejects that, says no, the case is that someone else slaughtered it. V'yeda amar do, where exactly is the support for Rav Yochanan? Amal echad b'shuk eichem shoyri, sheganavte ro'ime leganavti, mashpiachan v'arma. Amen, shisei chayiv. The Mishnah says, if one said to someone in the marketplace, where's my ox? And he answered, it was stolen, and he imposed this oath on him, and he answered, Amen, and witnesses testify that he stole and slaughtered or sold, he is liable, means he pays 4 or 5. Mipnei she'amal echad min hashuk, avanim amal echad min hashoymim, potter, should say. And this is because he said so to someone in the marketplace, but he said it to a shoymer, then he's exempt. Masnisa, should say, b'shishochtei v'chakach nishbaloi, min ma'da'am v'yochanam b'shishnishbaloi v'chakach, should say, b'shishochtei. And we have a rejection of that support. The Mishnah is when he slaughtered it and afterwards slaughtered him. Rav Yochanan discusses when he slaughtered him and afterwards slaughtered it. Am Rav Yochanan hatoyen lechaveiroi tanas ganav v'aveida chayev eichan ev avedasi amalei nigdava. Rav Yochanan said the one who found an aveda and claimed that it was stolen, he is liable, kefel to pay double. The case is that he said, where is my ox? And he responded, it was stolen. Am Rav Yochanan hatoyen lechaveiroi tanas ganav v'nechayev ela la'acha shavua. Rav Yochanan said that one who makes a claim of theft to his friend, he is liable kefel only after he saw. Umar taimer, ne'emar kam shlichas yad, ve'ne'emar la'alon shlichas yad, ma'a shlichas yad sh'ne'emar la'alon, eina ela la'acha shvur, afla shlichas yad sh'ne'emar kan, eina chayev ela la'acha hashvur. What's the reason? It says here that, meaning, Hashem Mechinam, who claims that it was stolen, it says shlichas yad, that he used it himself, and it says below, in Shem Mesocha, shlichas yad. Just like Shlichas Yad below, he pays Kefel only after Shavua. Also Shlichas Yad here, he pays Kefel only after Shavua. Amrav Yochanan Tanoi Tanas Ovod V'Nishbaloi V'Chachach Tanoi Tanas Ganav Potter. Rav Yochanan says that if one claimed that it was lost and swore to him, and after claimed that it was stolen, he's exempt. Rav Yochanan Boi Shuas Tanas Ganav Mahu Shihu Chayovim Bo Mishum Shuas Bitui. Rav Yochanan asked, if one swore falsely that it was stolen and is not Chayev Kefel, is he liable for Shuas Bitui? V'chav should say to Yochanan, Taman Omar, Tanu Tanus Avud, V'nishbaloi V'chakach, Tanu Tanus Ganav Potter, V'chav Amachin, Taman Pshitalei, V'chav Svichalei. The Gemara asked of Yochanan seems to contradict himself. There he said that if one claimed that it was lost and swore to him, and afterwards claimed that it was stolen, he's totally exempt, and here he says this. There it's clear to him, and here he's unsure. Ma'es Trichaslei Chazi Upashta. The Gemara answers, what was unclear to him, he later resolved. Rabbi Chiya by Yosef Amar Hatoyin lechaveiroi Tanus Ganav Eina Chayev Ad Sheyichbor Beveistin. Rabbi Chiya by Yosef said that if one claimed to his friend that it was stolen, he's liable only if he denied it in Beveistin. Man and Taiman, what's the case? Im Behu Dekoyim Bechayev lechaveiroi lechavei Shua Avinu Nishpachus Beveistin Chayev. If he was obligated to swear to his friend through Beveistin's ruling, even if he swore outside of Beveistin, he's liable. Ela Ken Kaiman Behu Dechamiloin Azlin Boin Mishpurune Uhukafats Umishtaba. While the case is he sees that they want to take him to Beis Din and make him swear there, and he saw by himself. Rabchiya Bashem Rabbi Yochanan by Medes al Avusai. Rabchiya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that one swore that it was stolen, he's Chayav Kefer when witnesses come later and testify that the animal is standing at its feeding trough. Vivera boy, ma'if amrit by medith or fear by medith. Vivera asked, did he say that he's labo only when it's standing at the trough? Or means he wasn't shalech yad, or even when it is standing there? Vein tema, they should say, oi medith, hiado. If she will say only if it's standing at its trough, it's the same as the Yerchan taught earlier, that if one claimed that it was lost and swore it to him, and after claimed it was stolen, he's exempt. Since he swore, he acquired it through his shura, and it's considered in his possession, so the latter shura does not obligate him kefel. Also here, if he was shalech yad, it's in his possession now, so he cannot become chayev kefel. In tema, she says, "Afilu by medes mechal v'shed said Rav Yerchanan taman alma tanu tanas ovud v'nishbaloi." She says, "V'chachach tanu tanas ganav pata v'hacha adamachin." If you say even if it's standing at its trough, Rav Yerchanan contradicts himself. There he says that if one claimed it was lost and swore to him, and afterwards claimed it was stolen, he's exempt because due to his shura, it's in his possession now. And here you say this that he is chayev kefel even after shlichus yad. Rabbi Lah rejects that it's unlike he said, and it's because he acquired it through the Shura, rather, it is as if he fulfilled his admission through the Shura, there is no further claim against him, which doesn't apply to Shlichas Yad. We have a question against the Vizera from a Mishnah. If one said, where's my ox? And he replied, it was stolen, and he imposed this oath on him, and he answered, Amen, and witnesses testified that he stole it, he pays kefel. If he slaughtered or sold it, he pays 4 or 5. If he admitted by himself, he pays the principal, the chemish, and brings an asham. The hacha, gave in shem moshach, shesekatoyanoi tanis obud mikan ve'elech, shesekatoyanoi tanis ganas upata. Here, once he did Meshicha, meaning he threw it into his own domain, it is as if he claimed that it was lost and acquired it through his Shura. From now onwards, as if he claims that it was stolen after swearing that it was lost, and he should be exempt. The answer is the case is that he swore and after it was slaughtered, if it was not intact when he swore, he would acquire it through his Shura. Tamudot de ba lulaini amri tepate b'shachtei roberts. The students of Rechir Bar Alaini said that we must say also that the case is that he slaughtered it when it was crouching. Had he done Meshicha, he would acquire it through his Shur. V'yesh Tzvicha B'loi Gneva Shetei. How can he be liable 4 or 5? Is there liability for Shechita without the previous theft? K'sumchus Ta'ama Afavisha Ein Gneva Yesh Tzvicha Mechira. The answer is like Sumchus, who said that even though there is no theft, there is still liability for Shechita or sale. Shmuel Omao Shmuel said this is when witnesses of theft came. But if witnesses of Shechita came, then he's liable. If witnesses testified that he stole and slaughtered or sold, and after his witnesses were made them to prove them false, and testified that he stole and slaughtered or sold afterwards, and they were made Edim Zomim, false witnesses, Simcha said that the first witnesses pay Kefel, because if not for them, he could have admitted and obligated himself to exempt himself from Kefel. The thief pays 2 or 3, which is 4 or 5, but he receives kefel from the Edim Zomimim, for an admission to Shechita or a sale would not have exempted himself from a fine, because it does not obligate himself anything. The Edim Zomimim are exempt for this, because he truly slaughtered and the testimony didn't harm him. Rish Lakish Omar, Ra Ede Geneva, Ba'im Ba'ma Ganavti, Macha Shiseh Sheyesh, Ba'idayasei Mamesh Pata. Rish Lakish said that if he saw the witnesses of theft coming, and he said, I stole, since the admission has the power to obligate him, he's exempt from kefel. Ro ede tvicha boim v'amat tavachti macha she'ein, if you say b'hoidayosei mamesh chayev. If he saw witnesses of shechita coming and he said, I slaughtered, since his admission has no significance, does not obligate him after the witnesses testify, therefore he is liable kefel. If he boy, ro ede einsin boim v'amat anasti. But they were asked, if he saw witnesses of rape coming and he said, I raped, what would be the law? Rabbi Chanina, Masnisa, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Ika, Tzviya, Knas, Kmishain, Vadayose, Mamish, Eshute, Vachayev. Rabbi Chanina answered, it depends on the opinions in a Mishnah that we learned earlier, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the primary claim is a fine, it's as if his omission has no significance and he's liable, the witnesses obligate him even the fine. For Rabbanan Amrin, Ein Ika, Tzviya, Knas, Kamisha Yesh Badayasai, Mamish, Shisei Upata. Rabbanan say that the primary claim is not the fine, it is if his admission has significance for the boishes and the pagam, and he's exempt from the fine. And we come now to the last Mishnah. Amar l'shoyel eichan shoyri amalei meis v'hu nishbar oi nishbar oi nignav oi ovad nishbar v'hu meis oi nishbar oi nignav oi ovad nignav v'hu meis oi nishbar oi nishbar oi ovad ovad v'hu meis oi nishbar oi nishbar oi nignav. If Reuven claimed his deposit from Shimon, who was a borrower, and Shimon said that it died, and really it was broken, nishba, means taken captive, stolen or lost, or he said it was nishba, and really it died, broke, or was stolen or lost, or he said it was stolen, and really it died, broke, was nishba, or lost, or he said it was lost, and really it died, broke, was nishba, or stolen or lost. Mashbiach ani va'amar amen, pater, if Reuven imposed this oath on him, and he answered amen, then he's exempt. Amalei eichan shoyri, amalei eni odeyem, atasach, v'hu meis, u'shemeis, oi nishbar, oi nishba, oi nigna, oi ovad, mashbiach ani va'amar amen, chayev. If he said, where's my ox? And he replied, I don't know what you're just talking about because you didn't deposit with me. And really it died, was broken, nishba, stolen or lost. If he imposes oath on him and he answered amen, then he's liable. Amalei neise sachar, va'aseiche, eichan shoyri, amalei meis, v'hu nishbar, oi nishbar, oi nishba, v'hu meis, oi nishbar, nishba, v'hu meis, oi nishba, nignav, v'hu ovad, ovad, v'hu nignav. If he said to a shomer sachar, or to a renter, where's my ox? And he replied that it died, and really it was broken, or taken captive, or he said that it was nishba, taken captive, and really it died or broke, or he said that it broke, and really it died or was taken captive, or he said it was stolen, and really it was lost, or he said that it was lost, and really it was stolen, mashbiach ani va'omar amen, pater. If he imposes oath on him and he answered amen, then he's exempt. Meis o nishbar o nishba, v'hu shenignav o sha'avad, mashbiach ani va'omar amen, chayev. If the shomer sachar said it died, was broken, or was taken captive, and really it was stolen or lost, and he imposes oath on him, and he answered amen, then he's liable. Ovad al shenignav, v'hu shemeis, o nishbar, o nishba, pater. If the shomer sachar said it was stolen or lost, and really it died, broke, or was taken captive, and he accepted an oath, he's exempt. Ve'a klal, kol shenishba lehakel al atzmai chayev, lachmel al atzmai pater. The general rule is, if he swore falsely to be lenient on himself, and to exempt himself when really he's liable, then he's liable. If he swore to be stringent on himself, he's exempt. And the Gemara says, Tani, lo lehakel, lo lehachmir, she's a potter. The Gemara says that the Braitha says if he swore not to be lenient or stringent, he didn't change his liability, then he's exempt. Am Rabbi Masnisa, Am Akein, Am Lashel, Omar, she's a nice socher, Vaseche, Echon Shoyu, Am Alay Meis. Rabbi says that our Mishnah teaches this way. If one said to a borrower, Shem Esacha or renter, where's my ox? And he said that it died, if he didn't change his liability, he's exempt. The Gemara asks, when he must pay, can the owner say to him, come and swear to me that you didn't intend to steal it? The Gemara asks back, why should he be able to do so? In any case, he's going to pay. Mao de Yemele afilo da jive le kemadidi ana boy gabech. The answer is, we ask whether we can say to him, even if you give to me many times what I gave to you, I don't accept this, I want my deposit, that is with you. Had nolach perk abashoimim hein uslikelea meseches shuris.